You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith, and also with Kat Arnian. This week we're talking about the birth of atomic time, which happened 60 years ago this month. But it wasn't an easy ride.
Throughout human history, timekeeping has been based on the rotation of the Earth. But the Earth's orbit is irregular, it's kind of wonky. Its rotation is gradually slowing, so the day is steadily lengthening. 60 years ago, this posed a pretty big problem in the world of timekeeping. The length of a second kept on changing. It was imperative to find an accurate way of keeping time, and the solution was the atomic clock. In 1955, Englishman Louis Essen got there first. Greg Jackson spoke to his relative and biographer, Ray Essen.
Louis Essen was a quiet and unassuming physicist who worked on the measurement of time for 40 years. He's the man who's most remembered as building the first atomic clock. And one national newspaper called him a rebel at one stage.
A rebel?
That's right, yes. He was not always conventional. One of his first successes was to see that there was an error in the speed of light, which during the Second World War was essential for any distance measurement, particularly that used in radar. And it was only in the Korean War did the Americans adopt Essen's value of the speed of light and so correct their own equipment and gave a much more accurate radar.
A remarkable man then in many ways, but not only his radio navigation system, but also for the atomic clock. Tell me a bit more about the atomic clock. How did he come to, build it, so to speak?
The idea for atomic clock came initially from America, just after the Second World War. Essen had been doing similar work in the UK, and so a number of scientists invited him to America in 1949 to look at the work they'd been doing. And they demonstrated a prototype atomic clock, but quite frankly, it wasn't accurate. But nevertheless, Essen was really excited by the prospect. So we had a sort of race developing, where the Americans on the one hand had a lot of money that they were throwing at it. Essen, meanwhile, he wasn't very well funded at all in his research, but nevertheless, he came up with the idea.
Whilst in America they were using ammonia, Louis was using cesium. And what's interesting about cesium atoms is that if you blast them with microwaves, they resonate at a very precise rate, 9.2 billion times a second. Louis Essen's atomic clock essentially was able to strip off individual atoms by heating the cesium up to 100 degrees, firing them down an airless tube and blasting them with microwaves, and then detect this bouncing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9.2 billion. And every time it counted to that, it went tick, a second had passed. Unlike the pendulum or the quartz clocks of the time, the rate at which cesium atoms resonate is constant, whereas pendulums and quartz clocks are affected by changes in temperature, gravity, dips in air pressure. So Louis's clock was much more accurate, by a factor of 10, losing or adding a second every 300 years, as opposed to every week. But how did Louis do this, especially when the odds were stacked against him?
Many of the best physicists in America came from academic backgrounds, and they were interested in purely devising something that could prove or disprove Einstein's relativity theory. They weren't, in the early days, interested in clockmaking, just something with a regular frequency. It was Essen that saw the practical application of this and the need to redefine the second of time.
And his definition of the second still survives today?
It does. It took him 2 years to build the atomic clock, and then after that, the next 12 years to get acceptance of a new definition of the second, based not on astronomical cycles, but based on the heartbeat of the cesium atom.
You must feel very proud.
Yes, he was a quiet, unassuming man. He rarely talked about his work, but deep down, he's changed the lives of many of us in a way that would be unimaginable back in the 1950s.
A remarkable man indeed, Ray Essen there, and his biography about his father-in-law is called The Birth of Atomic Time.